These are the instructions for choiceless awareness meditation practice. So assuming your meditation posture, sitting in an upright yet relaxed way, feeling your weight, the pull of gravity, perhaps sensing the contact you make where you're sitting. Perhaps noticing your feet making contact with the floor or your legs, doing the same. Just settling in. And now bringing your awareness to the body breathing. Gently placing your attention wherever you feel the breath most readily. Perhaps the abdomen, the chest area, or the nostrils. And just following the in-breath and the out-breath, the rising and falling. The beginning, the middle, and the end of the in-breath. And the beginning, middle, and end of the out-breath. You may even notice the place where the in-breath shifts to the out-breath, and where the out-breath shifts to an in-breath. And if your attention wanders, just gently escorting it back to the breath. Perhaps just noting thinking. Now, when you're ready, expanding your attention beyond the breath to include the entire body and its sensations. You might feel your clothing on your body, the temperature of the air in the room. You might notice tingling, numbness, itching. You may notice some sensations are subtle and quick, while others are stronger and linger longer. And just noticing how they arise, shift, and pass away. And if your attention wanders, just noting thinking and bringing your attention back to the body. If you're experiencing some intense sensations, you have some choices. You might touch in more deeply in this sensation with your awareness, noticing whatever there is to notice, perhaps vibration, tension, maybe some resistance, maybe some thoughts or a story arises. And if you find that it's difficult to keep your attention there, you may place your attention on a neutral or pleasant place in your body for a bit. And then when you're ready, gently moving your awareness back to the intense area, returning to the neutral or pleasant area as you choose, if you feel you need to back off for a little bit. And just becoming aware if anything happens to shift in the intense area. Now allowing your attention to move beyond the breath and the body to include sound. And noticing how sounds have a beginning, a middle, and an end. Allowing the sounds to just pass through your awareness. And just noticing if any thoughts arise about the sounds. Just labeling those as thinking and returning to listening. And just noticing if there's any tendency to want to move towards some sounds or away from others. Seeing if you can say yes to all of the sounds. And if not, noticing where the no registers in your body. And now becoming aware of any emotions you may be feeling. And labeling them, perhaps sadness, anger, joy. And checking to see where in the body do you feel this right now. And seeing if you can track the sensations associated with the emotion. Seeing if you can perhaps track the beginning, middle, and end of an emotion. And noticing if there's a desire to get away from an emotion or to cling to an emotion. Just being curious. If a story arises about the emotion, seeing if you can drop the story and just return to the lived sensation in the body. And knowing if the emotion becomes too strong, you can move your attention to a neutral place in the body as an anchor. Rest your attention there for a while, and then return it to the emotion when you're ready. And now bring your attention to thoughts. Just noticing the thinking process. Noticing how thoughts arise, pass through your awareness, and dissolve. And allowing the thoughts to be objects of awareness, just as you allow the sounds, the body sensations, and emotions. But not getting caught up in the content of the thoughts. Remembering you can label them if it helps. Perhaps a fearful thought, planning, fantasizing. And if a thought is particularly sticky, you can drop down into the feeling below that. See if there's an emotion that's generating this thought. And if so, being mindful of the emotion, feeling it in the body, following it as it begins, as its middle and ends. And if at any point you end up getting on the thinking train, when you become aware of that, just return to observing the thoughts as objects that are just passing through awareness. Remembering too that even judging thoughts are thoughts. Noting that, allowing them to pass by. And now, if you like, just sitting with choiceless awareness, not paying attention to anything in particular, but just attending to whatever arises in your awareness next. So if a sound arises, just following the arising and falling of the sound. If it's a body sensation, just tracking that with your awareness till something else more compelling grabs your attention. That might be another sensation, might be emotion, might be a thought. Just allowing whatever arises to pass through your awareness. If it's a sensation or emotion, just feeling it in the body. If it's a thought, observing it without following it. Being fully present with whatever is as it unfolds. All experiences are welcome. There's room for everything, and nothing is a problem. If at any time you find it hard to stay with what you're experiencing, or you feel lost, gently bring your attention back to the feeling of the breathing in the body. Whenever you're in doubt, this is a good home base. Just taking a moment to once again come back and feel your body sitting. And taking a moment to appreciate yourself for doing this practice, whatever that looks like for you. In a moment, I'll ring the chimes, and when I do, you can open your eyes.